Beginnt die Karin Davin sagt das Eire wenn darf eins also beginnt am Alf beginnt Tuesday the Masses beginnt with the Gemara el mai es lachamim so what are you going to say the man khala mid im shtamish you put something on it and you utilize it here Tuesday can explain that this smara is necessary and it's effective regarding combining the chulya specifically for the reichen itself. The Gemara says, how do you know this svara that the Gemara wanted to say that, oh, even though there's a peg, but you can put something on utilizing him. In the words of Rabbi Yechanan, that he says, bor b'chol yosem et star falasa. So Tezkan explains that he holds that if you want, you could use it, that that's only coming to combine the whiff. As Tezkan explains, atzir v'asor le'itzruch le'tam demonach midi. For the combination of the height of the depth of the pit and the chulya, which is over ground, that we don't need to have this svara of manach lemidim shtamish. As Tzeis explains, because the im habayi rochem dalid, because if the pit is 4 tefachim wide, vein amak asar, and it's not 10 tefachim deep, el adi tzeir b'choli, only through the combination of the earth on the top, rosh hashanah yachid gemurhi, says the banafrag rosh hashanah yachid. So why do I need this svara of ibayi mishtamish? Or mishtamish leishaper. And you could utilize the area in the without the chulya. You utilize the space on the bottom of the ground of the pit, and the reason is because the walls of the pit from the inside are a height of 10 tefachim. Moreover, this idea that you could put on something on top of it, actually, what would even be effective over there regarding the placing of the object in the pit? Since the chulya, the earth on the top, is not 10 tefachim high from the outside of Rishus HaRabim, to make that the top of the chulya should be like Rishus HaYachid, that you could put something on there, what does that help? That's not anything for what we want for the inside of the pit. So the Malam Shach, you're looking at the inside of the pit. So therefore, it says, this whole reasoning of, oh, if you want, you can put something on and utilize the area, that's only if regarding the width, if you don't have a width of 4 tefachim on the inside, only by the combination of the chulya, which that also includes the words of B'yechanam. And the chulya is 10 tefachim high on the outside from Rishus HaRabim. So just like over there, that the walls of the chulya are walls for the chulya itself. So the avagav the teichel of rishus hayachid, although the inside is not rishus hayachid because it does not have a width of four tefachim on the inside, al gabav rishus hayachid on top of it's going to be rishus hayachid. Shemdi bayi. That's as far as saying Rabbi Yechon, because if he wants to manach lemidim mishtamish, you can put something on top of it and utilize the area. Now the mabav the teich is how could the gemara prove this far from the words of Rabbi Yechon? Rabbi Yechon is only talking about the height that they combine, not regarding the width. That's his thesis. Rabbi only mentions the combination of the bar b'chol yos regarding the height of 10 tefachim. However, the Gemara infers from the words of Rabbi Yechanan that v'holim mishtamish le, but you can't utilize it. And the reason Mishum Rabbi Yechanan is in the Pergazer, because Rabbi Yechanan is going on the Mishnah on Shabbat of Tzadik Tesem and Av, the Pergazer becomes like Rashi explains, where they were learning that the chuli habar and the cell, which are 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. The Gemara says, wait a second, why do you have to say chuli sabar in the cellar? Just say bar in the cellar. So Rabbi Yechanan comes to say that the bar in the chuli is being mitzarev with the shemini menon, not mitzir v'abar. We learn that not only the combination of the height of 10 tefachim, you also learn out the width of 4 tefachim, which is what we need the svara for, mishtamish midi for, because the ketanim, rachim dal. It says that you have to have a height of 10 tefachim, and it helps for the width of 4 tefachim. So it's on the rachim dal in which we're coming to learn out that svara from there. Now, Tay says, we came to wonder. Because the Mastin will come on Perak Basra on the mission later on, the last Perak of the Tzadik Tesim of Beis. Daik Nam Rav Yechon Hachir. Rav Yechon makes the same deek of the Chulya and the combining to the Bar. Gabi Bar, Bishra Sarab, when you have a pit in the public domain, the Chulya, Sig Bar, Sot Vachem, and the Chulya on the top is 10 Vachem high. For Kam Rav Yechon and Gemara. Rav Yechon says in the Gemara, that Philip Tema, Bismuchin, you could even say it's nearby to the guy's window. Vachem Hashem, what's coming to tell us is the Bar, Chulya, Sot Vachem, that the pit and the Chulya combined to 10 Vachem. Why do I need two times for him to tell us the same halacha of this chiddush of bar b'chol yosef being mitzarf lasar? And Rabbi Marie, he says, because the heed the Shabbos, that gemara in Shabbos, itzrich, which our gemara brings over here, is necessarily in tzir v'abal. Like we said, for the halacha of combining the width of four tefachim, the legaton l'kaman, which that Rabbi Yechon does not tell us over there. That's only telling us regarding the height of 10 tefachim. And v'ilava, heed l'kaman, if we didn't have the gemara later on the tzadik tes, which regarding the height of 10 tefachim, meheed the Shabbos l'chud l'habadayik, we would not have known the halacha of what the Gemara wants later on, not Gemara over there, because I mean I would have thought to say the Agav Sela Nukat Chuli Sabar. Yeah, that only because it said Sela, which is a rock, so it parenthetically mentioned Chuli Sabar, and I wouldn't know that. Oh, why say Chuli to say it's Mitzdarv? Because the Mechol Duchti Rogel Haskir Chuli Bahadi Sela. We always mention Chuli together with that of Sela. It's only once we really told you that the Mishnah is telling you the Bar B'chol Yasser Mitzdarfen for 10 from the Mishnah later on, that's how we can now understand, and we know that because why Mishnah Chulia, now we can explain the Mishnah Sechel Shabbos, that not only is it combining for the height of 10 Tvachim, because we know that from the Mishnah later on, that it does, must be telling us for the width of 4 Tvachim, which is why our Gemara bringing in Rabbi Yechanan here in Asig. Kitchenik says the Master begins with the Gemara, Tzach Sulma Ba Aslat, you need a land with 14 Tvachim high to permit it. Tzach will explain, how far away do you move the legs of the ladder from the wall itself? Which Shmuel says, as Tosfos is quoting, that you need a ladder that's 14 Tvachim high to permit the wall that is not mechitza. So Pesach Bekonish Rashi explains, because you have to pull the bottom of the legs from the wall. For Tvachim, and then if you do that, with the height of the wall is 10 Tvachim, so now it reaches to the top. To which Tosfos will deduct. Actually, Rashi was not precise that it's only when you distance the legs 4 Tvachim that then it's going to get to the top of the wall, because says Tosfos, the Chimashach Le'yut Tvachim Nam Nakesel, even if you're going to pull the legs of the ladder away from the wall, which is the bottom of the ladder. 10 Tvachim Shushir Goy Vakesel, which actually the height of the wall itself, Yegir Resha Sum Resha Kesel. A 14 Tvachim ladder will still have the top of the ladder hitting the top of the wall. And the reason is, says Tosfos, because Abba Asim, 14, Hushir Alach Sin Shal Yerol Yud. That's the hypotenuse. That's the diagonal of a 10 by 10, which is what the ladder will be. And the reason why that is called the Chalam Tabir Bua. Any Amma that's squared, Amma Sabitre Chum Shabal Sain, it's Amma 2/5 in it's the angle of the Chem Per Trach. And the reason why you need it so much is because so that you should be able to distance the legs of the ladder 10 Tvachim from the wall, which then it's actually going to lean on the top of the wall. Not like Rashi that says that's 4 Tvachim. Tinek says, Master, Tiz wins the words of Gemara, Rabbi Yitzvah, he says, Yidgimul Mashu. No, he says, even just the 13 and a little bit. Abayam, he says, Afal Yud, Alv Mashu, even 11 and a little bit. Tiz can explain that the intention of Rabbi Yitzvah, Abay, is only coming to teach us the distance of the top of the ladder from the top of the wall, which is because Rabbi Yitzvah, like we said, says 13 and a little bit. Abay says 11 and a little bit. So Tiz says, Vim time. Tiz has to take a second look. He says, wait a second. What's the reason of Rabbi Yitzvah? Is so that the top of the ladder should be at least within the tefach from the top of the wall. But it doesn't have to actually hit the top of the wall like Shmuel. According to Abaye, at least within 3 tefachim, so that you have the halach of lava. But then says Taisa, but if that's the case, but if you pull the legs of the ladder away from the wall, 10 tefachim like the height of the wall, which is like we proved from the previous Taisa from the words of Shmuel, is the angle that you need to have of the ladder when it's being leaning on the wall, Vereisha Sulam Tizmach LeKaisel, and the top of the ladder, it was leaning on the wall. Al Kachi Yereisha Kaisel Gvayim Nasulam. Then actually, the top of the wall is going to be higher than the ladder. Yesim Itavach LeRavisa, more than the Tavach according to Ravisa. The Yesim Shleish Tavachim LaBaya, more than 3 Tavachim according to Abaya. As Taisa proves, because Shari Melahaya Sulam El Yer Tavachim, because if you go according to the measurement, if a ladder is only 10 Tavachim, there for sure, even if it just be 10 tvachim, you would have to distance it more than 4 tvachim, as Tosfos proves, or yipalasum gam la'aretz, because or else the ladder would fall down to the ground. So what Tosfos is trying to prove, what you see is clearly that taking away from the length of the ladder in a certain measurement is going to distance the ladder in a greater measurement from the wall itself. So if so, when Rav Yosef is taking away a tefach of the length of the ladder, that in regards to as it leans on the wall is going to be more than a tefach. So to Rabaya, more of it says it also doesn't seem so. The abuse of Rabaya to explain that you're right. Nami nishin resha sum resha kaisel. That we're talking about that the top of the ladder is leaning on the top of the wall. Elabot. So what are they disagreeing with Shmuel? Shemakarvin ragle asum yosim lishmuel. They hold no that. The legs of the ladder are closer than that of Shmuel. They require that the distance should be 10 tefachim from the wall. And so this is not regarding the distance of the top of the ladder as the simple understanding, rather in regards to the angle of the ladder from the wall. And, ulabayi karv lazakim. So therefore, according to Abaya, so you're basically having the ladder almost straight up because he's not adding on to the length of the ladder in regards to the wall. Just a tefach and a little bit more. And that's a taste. No, you can't say that either. Because the lama lehen lamikar hashira. Now, why would they have to mention these measurements? Why would they mention this a little bit more, which they're adding on to that measurement, which sounds like that this, that you're having the distance from the top of the wall a little bit less than three tefachim, which is share of lavud, and that for Rav Yosef, it's because of a share tefach. So it sounds like we are measuring it in regards to the top of the wall. So therefore, El Nerul Rirada seemed to the read like this. That actually, Simon ba'amanakti hacha. The truth is that it's just like a simon, ba'am. In other words, since Shmuel said that you need the ladder to be 14 tefachim to reach the top of the wall, so Rabbi Yisiv said, okay, 13 and a little bit, which is a tefach less than 14. But he's essentially coming to tell us that the ladder has to only come within a tefach from the top of the wall. And his intention is not to tell us that to get to the top of the wall, you need this measurement, and that you should make a ladder that's 13 and a little bit. So Tabaya, he's only coming to tell us that the ladder has to come within three tefachim on the top of the wall. But the truth is, the loyalim tzorach laharchik asul mikshir gevish nishnal kaisi. You're right. Everyone agrees that you have to distance the ladder in the measurement of the height that it leans on the wall, which is a specific angle of the ladder. Vishleyehi gaiva hakaisim nasulim. And that you shouldn't have the wall higher than the ladder, which is a tefach of Yosef. Labaya, shleishin tefachim, kshir lavad. And it has to be within a little bit of that. But the length of the ladder? Oh, that wasn't mentioned. Well, Rabbi Yosef, you're right. According to Rabbi Yosef, Sagi b'mashu, it's enough with a little bit b'shleish esrei and 13 pachas nechumshin minus 2/5 shehu alachsein shall test. Which this is the angle of a height of 9 tefachim. I'll test on a distance of 9 tefachim from the legs from the wall. Well, labaya b'mashu. According to Abaya, you have that little bit ba'asar tefachim pachas chaimish and 10 tefachim minus a fifth shehu alachsein zayin al zayin, which that's the diagonal of 7x7. So essentially, this is saying that you're right. They didn't really say the exact measurements of how far the ladder has, how tall the ladder has to be how, so that when you angle it, that 45-degree angle, that it's going to be of that dimension. They're only talking about, in regards to the wall, how much it has to be. But you're right, this ends up explaining it's different measurements than the Gemara mentions in regards to actually how long the ladder has to be, so that you could have the diagonal to have it, again, within one tefach according to Abayim, or three tefachim according to Abayim. Kinnik says, Master begins with the Gemara, Amish Moshmo says, L'yad v'chul. Rav brought the tradition that an upright ladder is going to be memayit, but he didn't know the reason for that. And Shmuel was saying, what, the L'yad v'mar, doesn't Abba know? Now, Tais explains, I'll leave the Rav comment. When Shmuel was explaining the reasoning, like Itzvah al-Gab Itzvah was in the interpretation of Rav's opinion. But says there, Shmuel Gufei Sava, but Shmuel himself actually holds that the Sulam Zalk of Einu Amayit, that upper ladder, you're right, does not minimize the height of the wall, because the Habayi Sulam Yudal, he's the first opinion mentioned in the Gemara, that it actually has to be a ladder for Tavachamai. He's just saying, in the explanation of the opinion of Rav. Kinnik says, and that begins with the Gemara, Sulam Mishal Bava, the ladders above in Shrich and Keba, they do not require permanence. Tesis is bothered that obviously, we're talking about that there's no four rungs on the ladder. So, if that's the case, so why is it effective? The Gemara told us on the previous daf that a ladder does not have four rungs. It's not manayit, because it can be moved on Shabbos. So, that's what he says. Avagavshein lem dal tchavalkim. Although these ladders do not have four rungs, still, the chivin, kaivan, its waviness, its heaviness is going to make it permanent, and therefore, it doesn't need keva. And says Tosaf Likum Meshav Pirshu Ben Shmuel, not like the Rebbe Shmuel the Rashbam explains. The Hainu Sulam Tzuri Dilel, that this is the Sulam Tzuri from the previous daf, which has four rungs, and oh, therefore it can be Mamayit. Says Tosaf, no, the Mekinah, that would be the case. Lahav Lamei Sulam Meshav Bubble. Then you wouldn't have to mention Sulam Meshav Bubble. It's Sulam Tzuri. Boy, more of us says Tosaf, he Dilel like a man of Polygon. Not halacha. No one disagrees. V'achamin Sulam Meshlay. And here we're saying that there is an opinion that says ladders not. Obviously, it's two different ladders because this ladder does not have four rungs, and still, but since it's heavy, therefore it's not moved on Shabbat, and therefore it's going to be Mamayit, even though, as Atesu Demaschal says, in Tzrichi Keva, even though it doesn't have a permanence.